Exactly.
Okay.
Good evening, folks. I'd like to call to order this regular meeting of the Ambrose Recreation and Park District on this January 10th, 2019. Correction to the agenda.
Oopsie.
Just noticed.
Take stuff everywhere.
I don't really know who did it.
Roll call.
I'm sorry. Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry, I'm not real with it.
Don't worry.
Right now, Director Torlakson?
Here.
Director Garcia?
Present.
Director Hoagland?
Here.
Director Lopez Garcia?
Here.
Director Hudson?
Here. All right, can you please all join me for the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Right. All right, good folks, do I have a motion to approve the agenda in whole or in part?
I move we approve the agenda as presented.
I second it.
Thank you, directors.
Director Garcia?
Aye.
Director Hoagland?
Aye.
Director Lopez Garcia?
Aye.
Director Torlakson?
Aye.
Director Hudson?
Aye. All right, the consent calendar is composed of routine items of business and will be adopted in whole or in part by motion unless a request is made by a board member to remove a specific item. What say you, directors?
I make a motion we accept the consent calendar as presented.
Thank you, Mr.
I second it.
Thank you.
Okay, Director Hoagland?
Aye.
Director Lopez Garcia?
Aye.
Director Torlakson?
Aye.
Director Garcia?
Aye.
And Director Hudson?
Aye. No presentations this evening. Mr. General Manager.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Clearland property update. They were able to sell that parcel, that piece of property right there in the front. So they're going to be in escrow here pretty soon. And I think they're going to put some storefront and residential on there. They sent me an artist rendering of the building they're going to put there. So anyway, I have a discussion about the property, and our real estate agent may have something for the board to consider either the February or March meeting. So that's the latest. We have that. Prop 68 update. They still have not set a deadline for when the applications are due. They're going to be due this summer. But I have gone ahead and contacted a landscape architect and provided them with direction. And generally with these projects, it's good to have a jumping off point so people are focused, so you can just kind of identify things. So what I've done is I've identified the three parks, and we have to give him a scope. So they have to take a look when they draw, this is within the scope. So I directed him with the scope. Here is the parking lot, and when I say here, I mean Ambrose Center Park, the parking lot, the playground, the ball fields, the basketball court, and the snack shack, storeroom, restroom. So in the athletic field, though, I had said that already. It was converting the athletic field from natural grass to synthetic turf, so we can have year-round playfield. So that we're going to get something in that area with that. Again, this is the jumping off point that will actually entice people to have a discussion about how it looks, where it's placed, and the board is going to be involved in that. And we have to have three meetings for each one of these projects. At Lynbrook, I did direct them to include an accessible playground, which all the playgrounds will do now, will be accessible. Accessible playground, renovating the basketball court, so it's new surface, new basketball thing, new backstop, and show a restroom in the park. And again, this is for review. This is for people to look at and say, no, yes, no, yes. And so that's what it does. Anuta Park was the final one. And what we looked at there, I think, was security lighting around the playground areas to beef that up, and accessible playgrounds for tots and for children 6 to 12 or whatever the hell ever they divided. So they'll have those in both those areas. So that's kind of the jumping off area. What that firm will do is they'll provide me with an estimate of what it's going to cost. I've already got kind of an idea of what that is. And that's what we'll do is we'll get a design and associated costs, and we'll have that, and then we can take that to the meetings. And again, three meetings in each site, and there's a, we're supposed to attract people within a radius of each park, and they're the ones that obviously should have a larger voice because they're obviously more affected by that. So anyway, we will continue to move through this process. As soon as I have a deadline, I'll let the board know what we're looking at, but we want to get out ahead of this as much as we can. So when they identify the deadline, we will have some of this stuff already completed. Mm-hmm. The RFP for the auditorium doors, as you recall, we only had one response, and then they backed out, so we have to re-advertise the RFP, and hopefully we can get somebody to actually bid on the project. But I'll have to re-advertise that. I'll probably do that next week and give them, you know, a month or so to respond, and I'll just keep the board up to date on how we're progressing with that. And then finally, Mary Jane is working on the mid-year budget for our February meeting, and we will be having a budget committee meeting prior to that, and we'll have some, you know, some significant changes that we're going to have this year with the capital funds that I think that we need to address. We'll be presenting that to the board, again, like I say, at the February meeting. So, no questions. That concludes my report.
I just have one. The three-meeting requirement, is that a requirement prior to submitting the bid? I mean, the grant proposal?
Yes, it is. They want to see that you've had... that this project has been vetted and flushed with the community.
Oh, so we really have to jump on it because June comes.
I know. Okay. That's 15, that's right. Three, yeah. That's
a lot of meetings.
That's a lot of meetings. So nice. I've already talked to staff about that, and we might have to just kind of alternate how we, and the board, of course, right, would certainly help out with that to be able to do that. But you're right, that is one of the conditions. And they want basically proof that you've done that. They want, right, you know, pictures of the meetings, and they want them inclusive, and they want people to actually sign that I was at the meeting, and so it's a very important part of the process. So
Makes sense.
We've got to get on that sooner than later, and you know, finding locations for these that'll be attractive in times, and we'll do it at different times. I mean, we have to do it after work, we have to do it on the weekends, and give everybody an opportunity, and that's the idea behind this. It strengthens your application when you have these
and then
meetings.
One other thing, I think I remember this, but will you confirm that Ambrose Memorial Park is not...
Mm-hmm. It is not eligible.
Because I was just thinking of...
Yes.
Okay, so it's not.
Not eligible.
Madam Chair, I do have a question. So the three meetings are for the three projects, not for each project.
For each project.
Each project. Three meetings for each.
So you're talking
for
nine
each.
Meetings.
Yes. You're talking, excuse me, nine meetings. My math is
okay,
bad.
Okay, right.
Meetings.
Just about to be.
That's right.
Yeah. Okay.
Nine meetings, yeah.
Okay. So however we can help.
That's right. And again, you're supposed to reach a broad spectrum of the community. So they want to see little kids with inputs, seniors with inputs, and all in between. And that's the idea. That's the goal that we're trying to aim for. So
that would be pictures.
Yes. Just,
okay. Yep. All right. Well, thank you. Anybody else? Okay. Moving on. No legal counsel report tonight. Okay, at this time, the public may make comments on matters not on the agenda, but within the jurisdiction of the Board of Directors. Speakers are limited to 3 minutes, a total of 30 minutes for all speakers. A request to speak form should be submitted to staff prior to speaking. No action will be taken by the Board of Directors. Written communication received regarding items not on the agenda will be filed and may be read into the record at the discretion of the Board Chair. And we don't have any public comment at this time. Moving on to board matters. Individuals wishing to speak on items included on this agenda should first fill out and submit a request to speak form to be recognized by the chair. Please address the board and limit your comments to the specific item being discussed at that time. Speakers are limited to 3 minutes, a total of 30 minutes for all speakers. Did you want to submit?
Yeah. Do you want me to fill one of these forms out?
Sure, but if you want to come up first.
Okay.
Mary Jane.
Johan, is that separate than your item on the agenda tonight?
No, is that Because I'm supposed to be next on the agenda.
We're on 9A.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, this is for things, items, you know.
Yeah, so discuss providing athletic field space at Ambrose Park to host cricket. Is that what you want to talk about?
Yes, that's what I want.
He's the speaker for that.
Oh, he's an official.
He's officially there.
We don't have it as a presentation.
No, we don't. We have it as a discussion item.
Okay.
Yeah. If it's a presentation, it's not a discussion item, so we want to discuss it. So we want to be able to go back and forth with you all.
Okay, so you take it from here and then, okay.
Yes, I do, absolutely.
Okay, he wants more than 3 minutes.
He wants more than 3 minutes, and the board does too.
Okay, we do.
So Johan, by the way, yes, yeah. Johan does our basketball program and our tumbling program and all kinds of good things with the district.
Let me give this to you guys first. This is also just a couple of letters of support from a couple of the places of worship out here that deal, you know, South Asian, like the Sikh temple here, and also some pictures showing what the Wakra cricket ground looks like, so you guys get some kind of an idea.
Yeah, and Johan, let me just set the background for this. Johan did approach the district about this idea of it's somewhat converting one of our fields into a cricket field. And the cricket, interestingly enough, is the second most popular sport in the world behind soccer. I had no idea that many people played. But with an increasing population that is interested in cricket moving to the East County, there has been a desire to have a place to play cricket. They've been opening them up in the Bay Area in certain locations, but nothing in this particular area. Johan has been considering locations within Bay Point because he's familiar with us and the staff and our facilities. And we know that the upper ball field at Ambrose Park is fallow. It just is not usable for anything. Cricket would probably work there, and they need a pretty large space for cricket, but you can kind of explain what you're interested in and how your group plans to proceed so the board has an idea of what we can do.
Thanks, Doug, and thank you for giving me the opportunity. I appreciate Doug's support for this and you guys listening to us. Well, basically, like Doug said, it's the second most popular sport in the world, and I think I was just talking to you about it. You know, in Contra Costa County, we probably have, and I'm just talking South Asian population, but cricket is played also, you know, extensively in Australia, New Zealand, in South Africa, Zimbabwe, the West Indies, England, the British Isles. You know, it's a British sport, so pretty much where the British went.
Where their empire went, yeah.
Yeah, so it's played extensively, but in South Asia, it's like a religion, almost like soccer is in South America, you know, I mean, those people live and die by it. And so, especially with the advent of Silicon Valley and all of that, there are tons of, you know, people from India and Pakistan and Sri Lanka and all over out here. But unfortunately, there are a dearth of cricket grounds in the Bay Area, right? There is between Sacramento and San Jose, there are 27 grounds, which may sound a lot, but if you consider the population of people who play cricket is probably close to 500,000 who are interested in cricket, that's nothing, you know. There's probably 50 teams out in the Bay Area, right? We've always wanted to have a team out in East County, but the problem has been no ground. So without a ground, it's hard to have a team, you know? I've been playing cricket I started playing in the 90s when I first moved to East County, and we had a team in Concord, but again, it lasted only 2 years because we couldn't play. We couldn't get a ground. Then I went and started playing for a team in Davis. For about 10 years, I would wake up early in the morning, once on a weekend, and drive up there to play. And it's an cricket is a whole day affair. So it's an 8-hour game, 6 to 8 hours you spend, you know. But that's the dedication people have for this sport. You know, if you grew up with it, you love it, you know. So I was talking to Doug, and noticed that there are a lot of grounds here that are not being used in disrepair, you know, just a waste, you know. And I'm like, okay, look, I know a bunch of people whom we have a group of guys who travel around playing about once or twice a month now. Plus, there's a bunch of guys who live out here in Bay Point, Pittsburgh, and Brentwood area who go out and play cricket on the weekends now. They try and play, they'll go to a parking lot or something, you know, just makeshift places, and it's really not the same, you know. So I was like, you know what, it's a win-win for all of us. Give us an opportunity to win, you know, we'll fundraise and help you guys, you know, fix up these fields so it's usable. And you guys can charge people to play, so you can make money as well, you know? So we looked at that field up there. It's a perfect size. It's a little, maybe a tad bit small, but it's not a big deal, really. It's a perfect size for a cricket pitch, you know? The field itself, it just needs obviously to be cleared. And what we really like to do is to lay a pitch, a cricket pitch. Now, I know you guys, I want to watch the cricket pitch, okay? Well, all the fields that we have, is generally what it is you have to dig the ground, okay? And then you kind of lay out a cement slab, because in cricket, you need a flat surface. Because in cricket, when you see it, it looks like that.
Yeah.
So what happens is, when the ball is thrown, like baseball, okay, but in cricket, it's thrown in overhand motion, and it bounces and comes to the batter. So if it's not an even surface, you can't really bat. So you need a surface. So what they do, in international level, they don't put a cement thing. They spend the time where they actually put grass, and then they, but you know, those are curators who actually are paid to do that. We don't have the time. So what they do out here is, in all the fields that I've been to, even in fields where they have in elementary schools and stuff, is what they do is they have, they built a cricket pitch where they've dug the ground, then they put like a cement slab, and then they put a turf on top of it. So it's safe. You don't have to worry about people getting hurt. I have fallen on it and not hurt myself, you know. So trust me, it's safe. It's nothing dangerous. People are like, what's this concrete? But trust me, it's fine. The only pitch I know in the Bay, in California, that is a natural grass is the one in Davis that I used to play at. Mm-hmm. But that's because the guy who ran the Davis team, actually, he would go every day, water it. They bought a riding mower. They had to build a shed to hold the mower. They bought a roller. But he wanted that, and he had the time to do it and all that. But, you know, people don't have time to do that here. So what I'm requesting is, if it's fine with you guys, if we can build a pitch there, work in unison with you, you know, to clear the place, and turn that into a cricket ground. You can still utilize it for baseball, so it's not going to be just, you know, stuck with only cricket. You can still utilize it for soccer, you can utilize it for everything. The only difference is with just that center part showing a pitch. Mm-hmm. That's it. And so, you know, I'm hoping that, you know, that you guys can approve one, and then we can go ahead and do something about it. Any questions?
I do. So yeah. When we were speaking, you mm-hmm. said that there were two locally, mm-hmm. And one was in Richmond.
Mm-hmm.
Are we able to get any number? Do they rent it out, one? And if they do, are we able to get any figures from them about how much money they're making it off it?
It's in a school. It's Highland Park Elementary, I think, in Richmond.
Mm-hmm. Do you know of it?
It's
whereabouts?
Yeah.
It's off of... because most of my friend lives, I think, somewhere off of like Appian and stuff. Like,
oh, that's
it's, Highland.
That's Pinole, but Richmond's
like
Richmond's like a movie.
That's close.
Highland.
It's
close.
Richmond
cuts.
Elsa Brown.
Yeah, it's. I have been there. That's one, and the other one in San Ramon have a ground as well.
Is it is that public property in San Ramon?
San Ramon, I believe it's a public property. Yeah. Yeah, I can.
No, I think it would be worth it to get some numbers on that, don't you?
Yeah, I mean, because I know that I play sometimes out in Marine. There, it's a public property, right? It's a huge ground there. It's by Redwood High School in Marine. If you guys know where Larkspur is, okay, mm-hmm. It's behind the police station there. It's beautiful ground. So they have soccer on there, and they also have taken half the ground and they've converted it to a cricket ground, and they built a pitch in the middle there, you know. And I think they charge, if I'm not mistaken, $20 to $25 an hour to rent the ground. So what happens is, like, if you're playing a cricket match, usually it's a 6 to 8 hour game. So then they'll rent it for that much of time, and the players will each put in $5 to $10 or whatever, right, which is not a lot, and then they play, and then you pay that to the ground. You know, and then obviously everyone has to get insurance and all that. Those are, you know, things that everyone knows they have to do. So and then there's also a lot of times there are festivals people have. Like I know, like being Sri Lankan, we try to organize this what they call a six-a-side cricket festival. So it's a short games, but they organize it among having a picnic with the families and all that kind of stuff. And that's again another opportunity where you can rent the park. You know. You guys can even sell food out if you want, you know, have your, you know, it's because people come from all over the Bay Area. So a day like that, when you have like a cricket carnival like thing, you'll have about 200 people out here, right? Which would be great for your economy as well, because, you know, they're coming in here, they're going to go out, buy something to eat, something to drink, go to Starbucks, have a coffee, you know, and very often cricketers, you know, they always like to go and have a few beers after they get done. right? Go to the pizza place, you know, because you might have a team coming from Sacramento and other, so no one's going to drive all of them, go to the closest pizza parlor, have a couple of pizzas and a couple of pitchers of beer. So all money that's been pumped into the economy here too, you know?
Can I ask you something else? Like baseball has very specific requirements on field size, distance, all that, does cricket?
No, the pitch is the only thing that is specific. Okay, it has to be so that pitch itself.
It's so long,
it,
so
right.
Wide.
So the length is supposed to be 22 feet long, right? 22 yards long, so it's 66 feet. But we usually like to build it a little bit longer, so it's probably be about 90 feet long and about 8 feet wide. So that would be the pitch. That's the only thing that's specific. The size of the ground varies. You know, usually most grounds would be about 100 yards one way, 100 yards the other way. That's about average, you know. So it's not, you know, but we've been working on it 80 yards, you know, and some of the bigger grounds go up to 120 yards, so it just varies. So it's not, it doesn't have to be specific, you know. So, but like I was saying, like I know in that particular ground on one side there are the houses.
Right.
So all you do is you just put some netting up there, you know, and that's fine, you know. Like I said, with us, we're willing to work with you guys to fundraise, to pay part of the bill, you know, to take care of the stuff, you know, so that the ground will be useful for everyone. And you guys will be also be able to generate income from it, which is better than just sitting there right now.
Right.
You know.
Directors, is there anybody else question?
First of all, what's your name?
Johan Vedavanam.
Johan?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let me give you a little bit of my background. I have run a sports program for kids, and I have my own business out here in East County. And I've been working with the Ambrose Center for the past 6 or 7 years, you know. I work with them through the first five and through the Kaiser, where I run the programs, the sports programs for them. And then I also do, once a year, a four-week basketball camp that I get funds and I use it to give the children in this area a free basketball camp for 4 weeks. And we also pay the Ambrose Center for use of this. So it's been a win-win for everybody. And the kids love it. And, you know, an opportunity to get the kids off the street and give them something to do here. And we provide them with snacks and drinks and T-shirts and medals and basketballs and the whole works, you know. So every summer for the past 6 years, we've been doing it here, and it's been a success. So, but now, in fact, next week we start our basketball camp with Kaiser. Kaiser is sponsoring a basketball camp, so we're going to run it for the Ambrose Center here. So that's basically my background in a nutshell.
So that's really good, because it gives us that you have experience working here with this community.
Yes.
And and also you're passionate about sports.
Oh, I'm very passionate. Doug can tell you about how he and I have discussions about the Warriors and
very
the Giants.
Very civil, this guy.
Very civil discussion.
No, I love sports. I mean,
you must be talking about Giants somewhere else.
Is there any way that this pitch could be put on our field out here, so that it could be dual purpose? You know, it's baseball, softball now, and cricket. I'm just thinking because Prop 68 funds, we can, you know.
No, that wouldn't work because I think the best utilization of the field out there, even though it can be multi-use, would be more of a soccer field configuration.
Right.
Oh.
And the youth soccer field would probably be a little bit smaller because it's rectangular rather than
right.
a baseball
Renewable,
field.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that would probably be a better spot for that. It's a good idea.
Yeah.
I mean, we can.
You know, I think
my main concern is, I don't know how long, I go up there 2 or 3 times a week and walk my dogs. When he says foul, he's not kidding.
Yeah.
I mean, it is, I don't even know what the substrate is. It's like
gopher.
Marsh without the water. Isn't it weird?
It's
like
gopher.
Like that much
it is. It's
marshy.
Yeah.
And
right.
it's even beyond gophers. Gophers are on the ground. I'm talking on the ground.
Right.
And so in my mind, this is a lot of things that come up is, I think the more usable parkland that we have, the better for us. I think that if we can, you know, draw communities up there, the safer that park is, any park is. The fact that we would be one of only then three in this area, I think that's to our advantage. I think we need to get the numbers first, like from San Ramon, let's say, and see. But I also see on the other, the kind of other side is how much money it would take to get that up, to code or whatever the language is. And then we'd have to be maintaining it, so there'd be irrigation. And then, there's a whole list of things in my head that I think just is a shocking amount of money without any knowledge, so I could be wrong. But the idea to me is wonderful. I just love that idea.
And me too, to address your concern about the initial output of funds to do it. I know for a fact that we have a group of people who have always have already said, hey, listen, whatever they need, any kind of fundraising, we will help with it. We'll go and get the funds. And a lot of the guys I play with, you know, I'm just saying, a lot of them are professionals. They are all I have three guys who are PhDs, one guy who's a vice president of Levi's, corporate director, you know. So these guys are not, you know, they are well-connected people. So we can somehow put together, they love the sport, they'll do whatever they have to do to try and, you know, raise the funds. So we can always do that. So if it's the initial output is a problem, you know, let's take a look and see. I mean, you know, how much it's going to cost. Let's see what we can try and come up with. I mean, I'm not saying, you know, it's going to cost a couple of $1 million. Well, I don't know what anyone else can do. But if it's within reason, you know, $20,000, $30,000, $15,000, whatever, I'm sure we can come up with something, you know. We can work something out there. So
what do you think? What do you, wanted to look at, you know, just to get some raw numbers, just definitely.
Yeah, well, there's some considerations that that I think the board needs to think about when we're doing this. First of all, the mission, does it fall within the mission of what we're trying to do, which is, of course, is sports, getting people outside and getting people in our parks.
Community.
The second thing is it is a community park. Community parks are designed to draw from beyond the borders of the district. However, that being said, if there's any money being invested in this by the district, Johan, how many people do you think would be coming from the
Pittsburgh
district
Point.
Itself that would be serving?
Like I said, a lot of from Bay Point itself, off the top of my head, I couldn't tell you. I know that these guys who play on Sunday mornings up here, they've got about 20 guys, 15, 20 guys, probably 5, 6, 7 guys maybe who live out here. The thing about it, when you get a ground, you're going to get more people who are going to join.
Sure.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, right now, people are like, I don't want to go play in a parking lot, you know? I mean, the South Asian population, based on, you know, census and stuff like that, there is probably, Pittsburgh and Bay Point alone has probably about 3,000, I would say, or maybe even a little bit more, you know? So I would say.
But your point is.
Yes, yeah, so we're committing resources to, well, let's just say everybody's from Antioch, just for the sake of argument. So Antioch comes over to Bay Point, and we're paying taxpayers' dollars here in Bay Point to accommodate people that aren't from here.
Mm-hmm.
And that could be a little problematic. Now, if the revenues generated by the people coming from somewhere else offset the cost of that, and indeed created additional revenues to offer programs, subsidize existing programs, or new programs for Bay Point residents, it would be something to consider. But you know, the board really needs to keep in mind that this money that is part of the mission, and the mission says specifically to serve our community, the Bay Point community, and you would be struggling, you know, without a significant number of people from their population that would live here in Bay Point to justify any kind of expense. Now, if Johan was coming up and said, hey, it's fallow, you guys don't have to pay a nickel, you're going to get a very nice, pristine area for people to enjoy when we're not on the field, that would be a good investment. We didn't have to worry about it. But if we're subsidizing this in any way, you're going to have to consider, you know, what the subsidy is and if it's worth it. You know, two reasons. You know, you can make arguments that the people that come there then frequent our pool, or they rent the Lions Den, or you're showing that there is enough revenue generated by this program to offset any of the costs, and that's really what the I believe it's a wonderful idea. It would be great to have a regional facility here, but we're not in the position to be able to do that all the time.
Madam Chair.
Yes, sir.
I certainly am in favor of this kind of activity. I mean, first of all, baseball fields are much like shopping centers and becoming dinosaurs. There are too many other sports that are played that are not provided for field-wise. The other thing is that in revenue of people from outside of 94565, much like we do in any other thing, you have resident fees and non-resident fees. And so the sports, when teams come from outside and they have outside zip codes, they pay a higher rate. Mm-hmm. You know, if you rent the auditorium, okay, if you live here, it's one price. If you live in Antioch, it's another price. But we'd love to have people from Antioch rent it. Okay. And so that part, but for me, the thing is it's providing a athletic opportunity for people. The other thing is please don't miss the next to the last paragraph. We could additionally have cricket coaching classes. And that in and of itself to bring the young people up in playing those games. You know, the other thing is older people die off. They have to have younger people to keep the sport going. And so they would have it would be a benefit to them to be doing seminars and clinics and stuff for the kids. Okay. And if you think about the number of nations that have had any connection with Great Britain, that's a huge population, okay? It isn't just Asian or Australian, or it's tons of people. And so I certainly think that we should instruct the general manager to work with him to come up with numbers and bring it back to us with something that's more concrete as a cost and benefit.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, you know, just figure. I mean, if we can figure out how much it's going to cost to clear the ground, you know, clean it up and fix it without the pitch, you know, then we can. That'll be a base point where we can start and work from there and see. Okay. Now, on top of that, this is how much it's going to cost to do a pitch this summer, and then we can see what we have to, you know, work with. And I guess the first thing is to figure out how much it costs to clear that thing and,
right.
And do.
It's not going to be.
Madam Chair, the other thing is that because, remember, it's in the city of Pittsburgh, we may go to the city of Pittsburgh itself and ask them if they have abilities to help with the machinery that is needed on it.
To maintain it?
Well, I was thinking about grading it and things like that. They have all the machinery that we don't have, and it's in their city, so they could use their facility, their equipment.
And one other thing I want to just mention is, so this year is also the Cricket World Cup. It's like the Soccer World Cup. So it's a huge event, you know.
Right.
And, you know, so the TV stations, last time I remember I got a call from Contra Costa Times wanting to know, hey, what are you guys, Sri Lankans, doing for the cricket? You see, so TV stations have been looking for stories. You get something going, just call it, hey, you know what, they just opened a brand new cricket facility out here at Bay Point. You know, in conjunction, it's the World Cup of Cricket's about to start. You know, it'll be something that is, you know, an opportunity there to advertise the city as well, get as much publicity as well, you know. So, but, you know, we are willing to do whatever we can on our part with all the people I have to help facilitate this. So I know finances are an issue, and we quite understand that. And so we'll do whatever we can to fundraise, to work towards helping you guys pay for it. And just, you know, like I said, let's see how much it costs to clear that. Then we can move from there and see what else we need to do.
Madam Chair, so we don't need a motion. You just need to have guidance.
Just direction and consensus.
Do Director Stumpner feel the same way as Director Hoagland?
Well, I feel it's an opportunity to better our park, and we need the people there. We really do, and I think it's a great thing. I know what it looks like. My children used to play baseball up there, and as parents, go there and mow the thing, and yeah, you do slip, step in sludge, you do. It's pretty deep. But I mean, you know, that's why you wear your galoshes, but I mean, I'm being truly truthful, I know what you're talking about, but if it was cleaned up to be used, it would be a beautiful, it would be really nice, because even when we had a couple of playoff games up there, you know, everybody sat there barbecued, and you had your little area, and everybody just contributes. It's really nice. It really is. And people will just make their own parking lot, you know, how we did before.
It's great because it's got the parking, mm-hmm. it's got the pool, and
right.
very often for cricket matches, people bring their families.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
I remember when I was going up and playing in Davis, that it was right by a pool there.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd take my kids up there, you know, mm-hmm. would they cook food, and my kids would go and swim in the pool, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be a family affair. It'd be great. So they generated income because people had were coming and using the pool, you know, so
yeah.
it was, and we'd go up to the store, buy drinks and stuff, and come
mm-hmm.
back, and so it's the same concept, you know.
What's the season? Is there a season?
Usually they, you know, because California, it's the weather is great around here,
mm-hmm.
sometimes they try to start playing around March, probably April, and we go all the way through October, yeah, maybe a little bit into November, you know, but usually
mm-hmm.
April through October is about when they play,
okay.
and so... you know, once people know that there is a ground, because
mm-hmm.
I know that all these grounds are always booked. Like last year, my friends were trying to do the Sri Lanka Cricket Festival,
right.
had to cancel it. They could not find a ground.
Right.
They could not find a ground. Every ground was booked,
mm-hmm.
Saturday and Sunday. So it was like, you know, they were willing to, you know, drive anywhere, pay anything, you know. The only one that was available was, I think, Davis, on a Sunday or something like that, and it was like 110 degrees
yeah.
up there, and people from San Jose weren't going to drive up there,
mm-hmm.
so they had to, you know, but this is central.
Right.
Still people from Sacramento. I'm sorry?
It's still 110.
But you know what? I don't think, I know Anya gets very hot, but
no,
I don't know how bad they want it because of the wind up here, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
this is
that's okay.
Here's the day. That's okay.
Yeah, Madam Chair, I agree with everybody here, and I think it's a great idea.
Yeah.
And I think that's part of our master plan anyway, that we have
mm-hmm.
a ball field there, and there's nothing that's going to be changed with the cricket in there.
Nothing.
So I agree with everything that you said, and I think we should move forward.
Well, can I think?
Yes.
And I also am really proud to say BART is there.
Exactly.
So a lot of the people could take the BART
mm-hmm.
in to where they
good
could
point.
Get there. You
exactly.
know what I mean?
Yeah.
And they don't even need to really drive because the BART is there.
No, it's a great location. I mean,
mm-hmm.
you can it can be advertised as it's walking distance to the park from the BART.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, 10
yes.
minutes at the most. You know, so people who can't drive or whatever just jump on the BART.
Yeah.
You know, you can walk or someone can just run up and pick you up. Whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It's
great.
It's
yeah.
just an amazing location with
mm-hmm.
the pool and everything. It's once. People get to know about it. It may not happen this year, you know, it may take a year or two once people play and say, hey, check out this park. You'll get a lot of people who will want to play more. And hopefully they'll be able to get a team, a regular team here, that is going to play home games here more, organized, which is going to be good. That way it's
mm-hmm.
going to be used on a regular basis.
What about that field that's beyond, lower, that's beyond the basketball courts? Do we own that?
Yeah, we
yes.
do. And he checked that out. It wasn't.
I did, but it's not big enough. Yeah, we went
yeah,
and looked at it down
small.
There. I looked at it. In fact, I went with Lori and looked at it. It's because it's kind of weird.
It's
it goes like this,
yeah.
and then it
yeah.
goes. So it really is not.
It's pie shaped. Yeah.
This one works the best because of the oval shape of it, and it's
yeah.
you know it works.
Right. And there's something that's there, not raw ground. I mean. If you used any other land, you'd have to grade all the way down to
right,
flat,
right.
And at least we start with flat.
Flat,
not fixing it, another one would take
well,
me
well,
that break down
flat,
walls.
But,
yeah. Johan, how many players on a team?
11. Well, there's usually 11 on a team.
11.
So
it's
20, 22,
so 22 people.
Plus
do you have,
usually they have a couple extras, you know.
Oh, you do have an extra.
So about 24 people show up usually.
Okay.
You know, 22 to 24 people.
Yeah.
And then, of course, the spectators and families. And
yeah.
So you get, you know, quite a few.
Yeah.
So,
so you'll take this on training, guys?
Yes.
All right.
Thank
you
so
much.
Thank
you
very
you.
Much.
Yeah.
I appreciate
yeah,
you guys taking the time and Let's keep our fingers crossed.
Thanks, we appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. Okay, I'll talk to you. Thank you. Thank you, guys.
That's wonderful. All right. Moving on to 9B. Consider authorizing the general manager to execute an extension of an exclusive sales listing with Colliers International.
Yes, and this is simply an extension. The exclusive agreement to sell has expired, and this is going to extend it for another 2 years till 2020. And I think it's prudent to be using the same real estate firm, the same real estate agent, who has continued to market the property. And again, it's somewhat challenging, but this provides the opportunity to continue our agreement with Colliers International.
Do I have a motion?
I move we authorize the general manager to execute an extension of an exclusive sales listing with Colliers International.
Thank you, Director. I second the motion.
Director Lopez-Garcia?
Aye.
Director Torlakson?
Aye.
Director Garcia?
Aye.
Director Hoagland?
Aye.
Director Hudson?
Aye. All right, moving on to 9C. Consider selecting two board members to serve on the budget committee. I think we're supposed to do this time of year, but I just wanted to make sure that everybody who wanted to serve on the committee had a chance to serve, or somebody was on it and wanted a break, get a break. So that's.
I don't mind serving again unless somebody else wants to.
Yeah. Are you interested?
No, it's okay.
You're not? Mm-hmm. What about you, Steve?
I'm fine.
Okay. Because I was, if anybody wanted a break, I was going to offer my bottom. But you guys are okay?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So let's see. That means, how do we do this?
So
do we need to make a motion? Well,
yes, you do. So the
we move that we select Director Garcia and Director Hudson
Hoagland.
I'm sorry, as the two board members to serve on our budget committee.
I'll second that.
Thank you very much.
Director Torlakson.
Aye.
Director Garcia.
Aye.
Director Hoagland.
Aye.
Director Lopez Garcia.
Aye.
Director Hudson.
Aye. And I wanted to thank you too for chairing this committee. This will start your third year. Really appreciate it. I know she makes it easy.
Jane,
It's just that I know it's getting a little more contentious than it was when you and I served on it. And so that's why I just wanted to give everybody a chance of thinking.
We'll see. I'm looking at January 24th, Thursday, for the budget committee meeting.
Okay.
So you guys can look and see if you're available.
5:15.
Yes.
At what time?
5:15.
Yeah, that's fine. We're moving this room around, and we're going to set the table in the middle, and we're going to have chairs around like spectators so that they can actually, throw the stuff at us when they...
Yeah.
We want to be within hitting distance.
Exactly.
Okay. All right, moving on. There's no public hearing, no closed session. On to committee reports, board comments, and items for next month's agenda. Director Hoagland, do you have anything for us tonight?
No, ma'am.
No.
Oh, excuse me. Well, I thought we were going to look at a date for going on the tours.
Do we have a month that you thought might be better than anybody? March or April?
Quits raining.
Yeah. You might want to go when
March
the weather's a little bit better. Yeah, March or April probably would be better.
Yeah. And do we know when Easter is this year?
It's April, late April.
It's late April?
Yeah, it's late this year.
April 21st.
Mm-hmm. It's really late.
Yep. So do we want to do it in April because we might all be going to that one conference in March? I don't know if that should make a difference. Oh, that's on a Wednesday anyway. End of April? Before the end of April, because that's when Easter is.
Doug,
do you have any dates?
When do you think we'll be doing those?
Those meetings.
Don't tell
them. Because we should go visit the parks before that. Oh, yeah.
Right, but that park isn't, talking about Ambrose Park, isn't going to be on one of the 9 meetings.
That's what we're going to visit all of them. Or
yeah,
just
but,
no, well, but for the prop.
For the bond money.
Yeah, we don't need to
We don't have to see Ambrose.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. But we have to see the other three.
Yeah, I don't know that it's a prerequisite. You guys are so familiar with the parks, you know, it's you can, but
right.
You know, it's three parks that we're talking about here, Lynbrook and Anuda. So
right.
I understand that, but I don't know that that should be the.
So in other
question.
Words, that's not our driving force. Our driving force is just to stay connected with the parks as a group.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So I'm up for any dates in March or April. Anybody? And we want to do it on a Saturday morning. Is that what we were all just talking about? Yeah, just because of daylight hours.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody want to throw out some dates here?
April 13th.
Okay. That's a Saturday, right?
Mm-hmm. It's a Saturday. Hopefully it's not the same Saturday as our...
My mom's birthday. Let me do the Saturday before.
Oh.
Our bunny thing.
Yes.
Oh, our bunny thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can we do it the Saturday before that night? What's the Saturday before
that? Do we do it?
It's the weekend before,
yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
I think we do it the weekend before.
Yeah.
That would be
that
weekend.
All right. Saturday, April 6th. And then
your mom's birthday.
What time? And then what time do you think, Doug? Because you're coming from the farthest.
10 a.m.
10. All right. And we meet here.
Yeah.
And if you drive your honker in vehicle, maybe we can all go in your vehicle, May.
I don't think I can fit only five with.
Or do you have a vehicle?
But I can take one.
We can fit. Everybody can fit in my car.
It was fun because we did. Remember, we were in.
That's yeah. Right.
You should get a limo for us. Okay.
That's right.
Yeah.
All right.
I don't have a van, so sorry.
Okay, so April 6th, Saturday.
So we meet here at 10.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you for.
So,
up, sir.
Madam Chair, the other
yes.
thing is that the I sent you all a thing, the conference this year, the intensive for the commissioner and the board members is on Wednesday, and so if you were looking at a one-day pass, that would probably be a day to go. I will tell you all, I'm not going to be there. I'm going to come in on Thursday because I'm going to be out of town till late Wednesday night.
Then should we all come on Thursday and not and miss the intensive because we want to do it as a group?
No. If you guys all want to go on Wednesday, that's great. I mean, the fact that I can be there isn't a big deal.
I don't know if I'm interested in the intensive.
Oh, I'm just saying.
I don't know enough about it.
It is an opportunity to learn the overview of the legal and political stuff involved with it.
Yeah, it sounds pretty dry. I don't know if I want to travel that far, sit for 6 hours, you know? I mean, I don't know if anyone else feels the same way, but I was hoping that this was going to be more of a
thing
where we could.
Right, there's a whole bunch of stuff going on.
Yeah.
It's not just that. I mean, there are.
But the intensive, you'd have to be in that for the amount of time it is, right?
It is just the morning hours.
I thought it was.
Uh-uh.
No, it's just the morning explanation.
It's because it's during the opening session.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So, unless you want to do hitting each other with balloons and wicked sticks, you know, that's pretty much the opening session is how to. Whack each other with a snoodle.
Well, then maybe we ought to really sit here and talk about what is it that we were trying to accomplish. Because it is going to cost us some money. I'm just not interested in the intensive, actually. So, is anybody else interested? No. Okay. So, then, what about you, Director?
Oh, it doesn't matter, because I got it in Long Beach. Already, and we got to meet everything, and they sort of, you know, let you know what's going on, what's going to happen, and sort of get you ready for the next day, because you start on your feet running to the class, and you got to make sure you're there early. If not, it's closed.
What about you, Dr. Garcia? Are you interested in the intensive?
Well, I was thinking we were all going to go and make it a day and whatever. You know, we were going to separate it and go to different things. I think that's what you mentioned.
Right. Different
classes.
Yes. Is that on the same
yeah.
day?
Right. There,
right.
It's Wednesday and Thursday are the active days
mm-hmm.
of the classes that are going on. And there are tons of different classes. And
yeah,
if you went where, you know, Doug was saying, we're all having coffee at 8, and here's where each of you are going, so we're in different rooms for
an hour and a half,
you know, and then you just flip from one to the next, you know. The expo is the expo hall is where lunch is had. So you get out of your class and you go to the expo hall and you line up for lunch, and then you can look at all the exhibits and stuff while you're eating lunch. And then there's a whole other afternoon set of sessions that you can go to.
It doesn't matter to me what day, as long as I think that I want to, if I, you know,
yeah.
I'm going to go, I don't want to be,
yeah, I want to,
you know, sitting there for 6 hours
no.
by myself.
No.
You know, I mean, I don't mind going to different sessions and, you know, and going to even a longer one in the morning, but if we're all there together.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and it's only just one day.
Right,
yeah.
So it doesn't matter to me.
Do we want to
do
it on Thursday
then? And
do
then,
we want to do it on Thursday so Steve can go? He's going to go, but so that...
But I think that what he's saying is that the first day is the day that they
the
have
the intensive one.
Right.
No, Wednesday is the intensive.
But we don't have to do the intensive.
But you don't have to do it.
Right.
No, you absolutely
we
do
can,
not
we
have
could
to
go
do
on
that.
Thursday, and there's classes on Thursday.
Yeah.
And,
yes.
And,
yeah.
And so I guess my thing is Doug needs to look at the book and see what classes there are on Thursdays and what versus Wednesday and which one you want more coverage on. And then that pretty much tells it. I mean, the reality is we're going, folks, to get information for Doug because... He's the eyes and ears to run the place, okay? And so whatever it is that we're getting, we're not going to vote. I mean, we're going to vote to spend the money if we spend money, but it's not going to come from us. It's going to come from him. And so...
So in other words, if we didn't do the intensive, which you don't need us to do, you could look over Wednesday and Thursday's calendar of classes and decide what you need, and then that would inform what day we all went.
Right.
Okay.
All right, boss.
Could we?
I mean, doesn't
that
make the most sense for you
to
pick out what we should?
If the board's fine with that, I'm happy to do that.
Yeah,
because when I'll be honest with you, Madam Chair, when I got there and I read the brochure, it's like, what do I need to do? And I sat there with Steve and I said, Steve, what is the best classes? So he gave me them, and I had seconds just in case they were closed, but I went to 9 classes. And I mean, it was like, you have to be there, like, quick, like, run quick to get to the next class because it goes up so fast. So,
By the next meeting, you can let us know what you think.
Yeah.
February, March, yeah.
Okay.
You should have the program out by then.
I love it, yeah. And
the program's out now.
Is it out?
The program's already here.
Program's out now. The book's out. And the other thing is that you need to watch the deadline for the early bird.
Yeah.
I think that's already gone.
That's gone. That was October.
Re-registration will increase after January 23.
Oh, we've still got time.
Yeah.
Oh,
was it
no,
January?
Okay.
I thought it was October.
Yeah.
All
right.
But when you pay it, do you have to let them know what day you're doing it? Or can you just
we'll get all that squared away.
You have to know the day you're
going to
do it.
But that,
we'll get it all squared away.
A couple of hours and you'd be done with what classes.
Is everybody here available Wednesday or Thursday?
Yes,
Wednesday, Thursday, I'm available.
Yeah, what is that, March? What?
March.
I'm going to be
there.
I remember I would have to
both. It's late in the month.
Like the 20th and the
21st. Let me know as soon as you can.
Right, the Thursday is the 20th because that's the night of the banquet.
So the 19th and 20th.
Wednesday and 20th. Yeah, okay.
And we're just driving from here, all of us. So the first session starts at 8:15.
Mm-hmm.
So
we
know.
Yeah.
We don't have to be at the first session.
New.
Yeah.
We could be at
I rarely
10,
make I
so
rarely
next,
I rarely make first sessions.
So we start
the only
at lunch.
First sessions I make is the one I'm teaching.
Basically we start at lunch and the next session will be at 11 a.m.
That's
perfect.
Makes
sense. And the last session ends at 5:30.
Yeah.
But there is a recreation therapy intensive, which I don't know what that is.
You don't need that.
No, that's staff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
all right. So you'll email us and let us know what you
yep.
think.
Yep.
It's
okay.
on the website. All right. Anything
sorry.
Else?
Thank
no,
you.
No, not at all. Thank you so much, Director Hoagland. How about
you,
Director Garcia?
Nothing.
Nothing?
Mm-hmm.
Director Trollickson? No, nothing. Director Lopez Garcia?
No, I think it's a great idea what we're doing.
I've asked the general manager to put on next month's agenda selecting at least my seat on the foundation board. So people think about if they're interested in serving.
Yeah, the foundation bylaws are there. It's a 2-year commitment, but you know, if you need to get out before 1 year, that's fine. We'll just get somebody else replace it. So.
Yeah. Okay. So
I'm already done with my 2 years. Or?
No.
Okay.
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 I move we adjourn. Who seconds? I move that we adjourn.
All those who
I second.
Do we get a second?
Everybody.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Those opposed? Okay. Thank you,
folks. Way too long, people.